2015 to order. First thing is the approved agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no recommended amendments to today's agenda.
Got a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlet. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Arlet.
Yes.
Avi, that motion carried. We have the minutes of November the 3rd. Any corrections, questions, concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand and approve. Mr. Moore, correspondence.
Yes, Mr. President, we have one letter. It's from the Mason Dixon Wood workers thanking the county council for their generous donation.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. I'm signed up.
Can you pull your mics a little bit closer?
Dan Grammer.
My name is Dan Grammer. You got a listing here under Gina Jennings, Finance Director for the Human Service Grants. You guys got a copy of it?
Yes, sir.
Of how many?
Yes, sir.
Why don't we? Do what? Why wouldn't we have it?
I'm sorry, Mr. Guy, you have a comment back there.
I'm asking if it's in the packet.
It's not in the packet.
Oh, it's in our packet.
Then why is it not in our packet?
He was wondering why the question is why the public hasn't been, it hadn't been a post-law.
Yes, I have an answer for that. Every day, every Monday before Tuesday meeting, we go through the packet to see what should be pulled from the public for public digestion prior to council action. Because those grants will require council action today, once the action is taken place, the entire list will be released.
It will be put on there.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. On that, reading.
I'm sorry to take up your time. I spoke last week, and when I signed in this morning, I thought that was just a sign in that we were here in attendance. So I have nothing additional to add. So thank you for your time last week.
Thanks for coming twice.
You are here. Well, I'm interested.
There you go. Mr. Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item of business today is the discussion and possible introduction of a proposed ordinance relating to the temporary and limited time extensions of land use applications upon written request. This is in follow-up to last meeting's discussion regarding the requests that the county has gotten, numerous requests that the county has gotten from projects that are set to expire at the end of this calendar year. Based on our attorney's advice, we decided to introduce an ordinance, draft an ordinance and introduce an ordinance today, perhaps, that would allow applicants that have projects that are set to expire to submit a request to the county to seek a temporary 6-month extension of the project that would normally be set to expire at the end of this year. The draft ordinance is contained in the packet. If you had the opportunity to review the ordinance, there are specific requirements listed of applicants who seek that time extension, including a written request, a schedule, and a plan to detail the project and the steps that they must take, an explanation for the reasons in support of the request for the time extension, and other information that will be required to be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Department, at which time the staff will review the request and then come forth with a recommendation to this county council. And the county council, should this ordinance be approved, the county council would vote on a case-by-case basis of those extension requests.
And we will have a public hearing after you take the
vote. Today's just introduction. We'll schedule a public hearing.
And just one question, Mr. President. Only where you have in Part B of 1 or whatever it is, that the examples, of reasons. It doesn't have to, it can expand beyond those, right? I mean, these are some examples, but there could be others which would be reasonably accepted. Now, would somebody determine whether it's met, or would we just let anybody make the appeal, whatever their reasoning is, and it would be up for us then to determine? I'm just curious, does somebody weed them out?
As it's drafted now, what would happen? It would go to the Director of Planning and Zoning. Director of Planning and Zoning would review it with their staff and such other agencies as they feel pertinent, like our engineering department or any other department. At that point, they would come in and make a report to the county council. The county council is the one that would have the vote and the recommendation. And they are going to make a recommendation as to this is one that should be granted or should not. The council then looks at the information provided by the planning and zoning director.
So we will see every request.
Yes.
But the staff will say, we didn't recommend. Okay, that's good.
Correct.
It would like, be good to have them chime in. Okay.
President,
oh,
good.
No.
I just appreciate the fact that it's coming before the people in the form of an ordinance and hearing, and if you like, I'd like to introduce that ordinance.
Okay. Before you read the short title, please.
Yes, an ordinance to amend chapters 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County to allow applicants to seek an extension of time for approvals for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential plan community districts upon written request.
Mr. Deemer, introduce.
Yes, I'll introduce that.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much. The next item of business is the Denerec Sediment and Stormwater Program Regulatory Advisory Committee, which is referred to as RAC RAP, meeting and appointment. Contained in your packet this week was a letter addressed to myself from Secretary of Denerec David Small, requesting the county have a participant to attend and participate in the RAC committee's review of the Denerec or Delaware sediment and stormwater regulations. This is involving the recent court case that stated or ruled that the stormwater and sediment regulations were not valid, mostly based on procedural questions. And now Denerec has gone back to the RAC process where the committee will review some of the regulations and make a recommendation and start the procedural process to try to correct the error that the court has cited as the reason for the invalidation of the stormwater regulations. Unfortunately, the first meeting is scheduled this morning at 9 a.m. in Dover, and therefore, even with perhaps a request made to maybe delay that meeting is taking place right now. We have sent two county staff members, Janelle Cornwell, our planning manager, and Anthony DiGiuseppe Jr., project engineer with the engineering department, to attend and participate for Sussex County today. But in the future, I think it would be pertinent to have the council pass a motion that would designate or appoint myself as the participant in the RAC. Hopefully the meetings won't be on a Tuesday morning, and it would either be myself or my designee to attend these meetings.
That's good. Can the two people who sat there, can they, when you say they participate, if there's any voting, are they, did you give them the blessing to vote or take a position?
We don't anticipate any action today from the committee, and I'm hopeful that they will come back with information that they could share with myself and council, sort of aligning with the reports that Denerec has provided to say where this is going and what their intent is. In my conversations with members of the Denerec staff, including the secretary, they are going to look at the regulations. So there is an opportunity to make some adjustments to the current regulations in the way that they are written now. But there will not be a complete rewrite of the regulations according to Denerec staff, at least not at this point.
And did the county have a position in the first go around?
We did.
We took the position, right? And should we be reviewing that position that we took in light of the court case?
Oh, excuse me. When you said, did we have a position, I thought you referenced the actual attendant of the committee.
No, I meant a policy position that, you know, with stormwater.
I'm not certain that the council took an official position regarding
I'm not sure.
I would state that since we have had the experience of those regulations for nearly a year plus at this stage, and I will tell you that mostly from the reviews that I had come to my office, the constituents that had to deal with regulations were not pleased. But that doesn't mean that that's the county's official position, of course. I think if we hear from the staff that are there right now and get an understanding of what the committee's mission is and where they're going, that gives us a better understanding of whether or not this council chooses to take an official position regarding the re-rate.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Deamer.
I remember years ago our planner, Rick Callis, used to go to meetings like that. And is that going to be that be a regular thing? Do you still plan to have our planner going to these meetings? Or do you think that's necessary here?
I one of the reasons I contacted the agency, and I also contacted our fellow county, Kent County, to see what they were going to do for their participant. Because the list from the former RAC was back in September of 2009. This list is fairly stale. Some members that are designated here don't even work for the agency that they were purported to represent. My answer is yes, I do think in talking with the Director of Planning and Zoning, sending our planner, manager Janelle Cornwell up was the appropriate person for today.
Thank you.
Unless the committee and what they report is taking a different direction, I think that would be the right person to send until further notice. By the way, that's also the same person that Kent County is sending. They're sending their planning director or someone in lieu. So the two counties are sending basically the same person out. This is a technical committee as they deal with the regulations.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
Couple of thoughts. Number one is that I know that I think probably most people in this county, especially our farmers, you know, those that are building in general are highly concerned as it relates to the overreach from NREC and a lot of these regulations. And I think the judge probably ruled perhaps in light of that. But yet here we are, and Denmark is still, you know, attempting to circumvent that ruling. So the question that I have really is, I know, you know, High Godwin, of course, is now retired. But when Denmark and some of these other state agencies that greatly affect this county have their public forums or their public comment here, sessions, I would suggest that we as a council have a position and we send somebody on our behalf as a council to these to present our decision as it relates to that subject. Because I got to tell you, you know, we, five of us, have the complete say as it relates to what's going on in this county for what we can, you know, what we control. But yet the state has such a great impact on our quality of life here in this county. I think that we should have a much louder voice as a council, as it relates to these state agencies, and our position as a council, and the people of Sussex County. That's just a thought, a recommendation. And our planner, you know, when she is going, I would presume she's going to represent this council, not her own personal individual views.
That was a great statement.
Okay. I think that's really important, and because I don't know what her personal views may or may not be, but she is a representative of the council, or the county, I think that's relevant. So, thank you, sir.
The dilemma will be that we don't have a position on a lot of the stuff when it's being discussed while she's there. So she'll either have to somehow, you know, address it or take notes and come back to us. Right?
Well,
that's the problem. I mean, because a lot of stuff just comes up.
One of the comments,
sure.
And that would be, you know, perhaps again, you know, I don't know all that's going on with Denmark and Deldot and public. You know, the public meetings that are going on as it relates to the Sussex, but perhaps we need to be. you know, what's, you know, we need to know what they're doing. So therefore, we can take a position, perhaps, or choose to take a position, and send somebody there, if not one of us individually, to represent the people of the county in those matters. So that's a thought, perhaps something we can add to the process.
Have we been sending people?
I think that's been the practice in the past we've sent people to various committees. This particular committee back in 2009, we sent the Planning and Zoning Commissioner, Rodney Smith. And then other appointments have been made, if it's an official appointment or if it's just staff level, sending to different agency participation. I do think there is some room for improvement as far as the council understanding of what's taking place on those different levels, and it's certainly something that duly noted we can address.
You have a motion, sir?
I do, thank you. Be moved the Sussex County Council appoints Sussex County Administrator Todd F. Lawson or his designee to the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control Regulatory Advisory Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deeb, any questions? Take a vote, Mrs. Deeb.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Harland.
Yes.
I will get a motion carried.
Thank you. We have one wastewater agreement for your consideration. Wastewater agreement 685-3, Sussex County project number 81-04, the Overlook, otherwise known as Bayville Point Phase 3, which will be contained in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read the motion, sir.
Be it moved based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council approve wastewater agreement number 685-3, Sussex County project number 81-04 for the Overlook, aka Bayville Point Phase 3, contained in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deeb.
Yes.
We'll take that question. Motion. Take a vote, Mrs. Deeb.
Yes.
Mr. Cole, yes. Mr. Harland.
Yes.
I'm in. Motion carried.
Thanks, sir. Last is the County Administrator's Report for November 10, 2015. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet November 16th at 10 a.m. at the Milton Cheer Center. Address is 24855 Brock Hill Road in Milton. Brandy Nolman, Sussex County Housing Coordinator and Fair Housing Compliance Officer, and Karen Horton, Principal Planner, and Devin D. Jasinski, Manager Analysis with the Delaware State Housing Authority, will be speaking on housing resources for the senior and disabled populations in Sussex County. A copy of the agenda for the meeting is attached. Item two, per the attached engineering fact sheet, Forest Landing Phase 3B received substantial completion effective November 9th. And item three, please note the county offices will be closed on Wednesday, November 11th, in honor of Veterans Day. Offices will reopen on Thursday, November 12th at 8:30 a.m.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have the Human Service Grant Program for your consideration. I will put the PowerPoint presentation up on the screen. Mm-hmm. Then finance took those applications and we reviewed the nonprofit status, making sure they're in good status with the IRS. We also read the scope of the request to make sure it was in line with the human grant process. And then finance created a formula based on the number of beneficiaries and the need to best utilize these grant funds. So the formula this year, as you can see, we had a base grant amount based on the beneficiaries of the program. So the base amount could have been from $1,000 to $2,500. We then added additional amount if they showed a need that was greater than $10,000, and we also laddered that approach as well. And then you can see the maximum grant amount using this formula. All organizations were capped at their demonstrated need. So even if they qualified for a $1,500 grant and only showed a $1,000 need, they got $1,000, what that means. To make it equitable, all Boys and Girls Clubs would receive $1,550. All Cheer and Senior Centers received $5,000, and Meals on Wheels received $6,000, which is in line with previous years. Some statistics based off the application. We received $455,000 in requests from 83 qualified organizations. That's up a little bit from last year. We had 82 qualified applicants last year. There's 203,000 beneficiaries with this program. Now, as depending on the application, some of them could qualify for more. They're probably counted twice or three times. That's how many beneficiaries in total. Organizations in this group show that they raised $8.5 million of support, so we're about 2% of what they total raised for these programs. And then I broke down the type of beneficiary. The biggest part of these programs are for low income at 39% and the elderly at 23%. And here are the recommendations of the people that will receive the grants. As I stated in the previous slide, there's 83 organizations on this list, and in your packet gave their name and the dollar amount based off of that formula. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the fiscal year 2016 human service grants as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Deaver.
Second,
Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
Yes, Mr. President.
Charlotte.
Just a process, I guess, question, more so than anything else. And I mean, $45,000 is a lot of money, public tax dollars, going to the nonprofits. And
how much?
Well, forgive me, $199. I guess the grant requested was
yes,
was $199,975,000. So, but nonetheless, the question truly that I have is that, as we make decisions on grants and where the biggest needs are in this county, and I guess the process, could you, and maybe it was just described, but again, I know there are some nonprofits out there that are very wealthy, and they ask because they can. So the question that I have is, do we dig a little deeper in these requests? So do we know if there is a real need? Because I will tell you, there are some organizations. I visited one last week, I believe it was, right here in Georgetown, a homeless shelter. They don't have enough money to pay for their electric bill. That's a problem. And so, I'm concerned as it relates to, can we do more for them? And maybe not so much for others that have really a lot of money, but might be a nonprofit, but are asking because they can. So can you dive in a little bit about that process for me?
So the application requires them to submit how much for their specific program. So it might not necessarily be their whole organization, but the program that they want to run, their revenues for that program minus the expenses, and then how much that they need to run that program. So I take that into consideration if they have, so I would cap it, like I said, if there's a $1,000 need, but they're requesting $1,500, they only get $1,000. So that's how I do it based off that application, by collecting their revenues and their expenditures.
So by that process, you're confident then that we are spending the public's tax dollars really where it is truly needed?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All
right. Cool.
I believe, to follow up on the homeless situation, which I think we've just become aware of this council of the problem, and it appears that it's growing, right? I think Mr. Benson and I brought up during the last budget thing, we were talking about their Scope Purple and some other organizations, and that we could maybe set up a special account. Now, is that still, would we have to put it in here, or would we have to add money to that to do it, or should we just start something separate that every year.
So we have.
It's in this year's budget.
We have started something separate,
okay.
And they are, I believe they might be on the next week's agenda to discuss that.
Good segue.
Yes.
Okay, well, there's a concern about that. I mean, there's no, and, I mean, I actually think that, you know, the low income is important, obviously. But we have so many seniors, you know, the senior population and the youth. Right now we have the drug problems and all this kind of stuff, so it'd be nice to make sure we have an emphasis on low income people, but maybe we actually low income people that are elderly and low income people that are in the you know, the under 18 market. You know, I don't know how to do that, but I can see a growing problem with both areas.
Right.
You know, so as we see a growing population here in Sussex County.
Any more questions of council?
I have a question. This will be posted under our budget online. Is that correct?
Right. We're going to put it
exactly as what you have.
Okay, what you have there.
Great. Right.
No more questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I believe that motion carries. John Ashman, please.